Well, I started, so
there we go.
The episode's gonna start that way. So yeah, do you wanna talk about what you've been playing this week, man?
Sure. I've been diving into the new technology, the technology of cloud gaming with Stadia. This week, they Madden just dropped on Stadia, and with that, if you were a Stadia Pro member, you get to play Stadia for free for the weekend. So I've been playing Madden on Stadia, and it works out really well. My internet's not super fast. Like, I have pretty, I guess, like, basic internet. Like, I think my max download is like 25, which isn't like super hot, but like it's mm-hmm. it plays Madden pretty well. I could definitely tell that sometimes I fluctuate graphically between like, oh, this game looks like PS3 and this game looks like PS4. It's like you could definitely and it's like on some downs like okay, this game kind of like stuttered a bit, and then it's like it downgraded graphically just to keep the gameplay smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But like playing the game maybe once or twice, all of a sudden like I was throwing the ball and it was like there was like a little bit of a hitch. Or like a little bit hits when I'm running, but like streaming the game and playing, like I think I've played 4 games. Yeah, only once or twice they kind of like hitch and like, okay, there's a little stuttering involved. But most times they do a pretty nice job of like adapting the graphics to keep up with whatever like my download speed is currently at as I'm playing the game.
It goes from NFL Blitz to like NFL Sundays. Those blocky dudes. That's funny.
Yeah, but so it's cool. And it's Stadia. Yeah, it's pretty fun to play on Stadia. Pretty fun to play on the computer. I'm probably not going to play much more Stadia once my Madden like free access is over. But I think it's something we've talked about off mic often that like we both a little bit like you got that Madden. It's taken care of when you downloaded for Xbox Game Pass, and I got it. It's cool to play, but I don't think it's nothing. It didn't like convince me enough to like, okay, I want to spend like $30 and like own Madden and like be able to play whenever I want. It was cool to go back and play it and like have that like nostalgic itch of like of playing it and like, you know, like, oh, this is fun. But it's definitely after my fourth game, I'm like,
that's it.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I played 4 games. I won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Go Bucks.
That's a sign. That's a sign, everybody, if you're listening. The Bucks going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but exactly. But after 4 games, like I said, I was like, oh, I'm good. Like, I don't know how much more I really want to play a bit after that. So it was cool to play. And it's, yeah, exactly what I wanted to be. Just, you know, just to see if I still...
Still got it.
Still got it. And still have like, you know, that super deep passion for, you know, back in the days, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2 days, like Madden was like a game that I would play like pretty often with the gang and stuff. And now, you know, cool. It was cool. It's cool to go back and have like that nostalgic feel and playing it, but it is what it is. It's like, it's a really good football game, but it doesn't have enough like hooks to keep me on the line longer than, you know, a game or two every once in a while.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's just like a quick, like I said before, it's just like a nice, it's nice to get like one round in, like a quick round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not going to make me want to start a career in Madden, not like, you know, run through like their story mode or franchise. It's just, let me get a quick round, let me get a feel for it, and that's about it. And then you're good for like a year or two. So I totally get it. Do you get any other games with Stadia, or is that just the Madden free week?
Oh, with Stadia Pro, there's like a whole bunch of free games you get with it. I think it's like up to like probably like a dozen.
Are you playing anything else or just that?
Just that
on Stadia.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Like there's some like in the, yeah, like it's, so yeah, like when you get Stadia Pro, which is like $10 a month, it's trying to copy a little bit what Game Pass does, where they add one or two new games in, and then like they tear out one or two games out. So it's like up to a dozen. And then some of the free games, I can rattle off the top of my head, was the first two Hitman. It's like the new one, Hitman 1 and 2. Destiny was one. Grid, which is a racing game, was another one. So, you know, some kind of some solid, you know, double, you know, type games. Nothing like home run worthy, but some solid games that you get for free. You can't, you know, complain too much about.
Nice. Cool, man. You playing anything else, or that's about it?
One other thing, I did play something else because a demo came to the Switch, so I wanted to give this game a try. It was Immortal Rising Phoenix.
Ooh,
Phoenix Immortal Rising.
Yeah, it was, how like, was that?
A-okay. Really, like, I'm gonna stick with my baseball reference, and it was like, it's a solid double. It's like, it's A-okay. Like, I play the demo, and like, okay, like, surprisingly, it doesn't look that bad on the Switch, because even I know, like, the Switch version, like, will have, like, kind of, like, the lowest possible graphics, but it doesn't look bad on my television. Yeah. And I was playing it, and I was like, okay, kind of plays like Zelda, and then it kind of has kind of, like, the parrying attacks of, like, the Batman Arkham games. Like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of go, and it's open world, but I was like, but after a while, I was like, I'm pretty good. It's like, it played like an imitation of all those games instead of like kind of like an evolution or like a stepping stone. It played like a shallow version of Zelda, a shallow version of kind of like the Batman Arkham parries, you know, parry combat system. They're trying to go with this like humorous tone, and that didn't really vibe, that didn't really gel with me too much. And then it's like, I play the demo, you play like the last thing you play on this demo, I believe, is you fight against a Cyclops. And the Cyclops battle was so boring.
Oh, jeez.
It was just so boring and like tedious. I'm like, this is not fun at all.
Dang.
Because like you're supposed to like throw something. You're supposed to throw at the Cyclops to stun him, and then if you hit him enough times, he could become stunned, and then you attack, and then you do that and repeat and that and repeat. And the process of that was like so tedious and boring and like uninteresting. I was like, well, I'm glad I played the demo just to see what this game was all about. But it's I'm glad I am a huge fan of having demos. Us, you know, it gives us the consumer like a good chance to see what the game is about before spending, you know, $50 or $60. But it's an A-okay game. It's a nice solid 7 out of 10.
Which is interesting that, like, so first of all, that battle style kind of sounds like God of War, where, like, you do, like, to fight a monster, you have to, like, throw something into it, and then he stuns, and you attack, and then you repeat that, block a couple times, and do that, so.
Exactly, very similar.
Well, that's interesting, because, like, I love God of War. Like, that is just so fun to me. But also, too, from someone who's played Zelda, like, why is this like bootleg Zelda like not cutting it? You know what I mean? Just because like it's like half-assed, or just, you know, what do you think?
Well, based on the puzzles, is that the puzzle, like the one puzzle I had was a little too simple.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the one puzzle I had was a little too simple. The vibe of the game is like it's trying to be like break the fourth wall, like wink wink, like Deadpool, and that wasn't really working for me.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like it's Zeus and Prometheus kind of telling the story, but then like my character Phoenix can interrupt and be like, no, that didn't happen. I didn't fight, you know, lions. I fought, you know, a rooster, or I fought, you know, bears. So it's trying to do that. The combat system is like a little, it's like it's a little too com. It's not. It's a little too complex. You almost have like too many options combat wise.
Gotcha.
You have like a sword, then you have an axe, and then you have an arrow, and then you have like special powers with all those. So like if you press L with the axe, that does something special. You press L with the sword, that does something special, and then you have an arrow, and then the arrow can shoot these fire arrows. It's like it's overly complex for no apparent reason to me.
Gotcha.
It's not like I played like a little bit of God of War, and like God of War is like it's
one thing pretty much.
It's one thing. It's like it's one button. It's simple. I understand it. So it's trying to be Zelda without like not hitting what makes Zelda like fun. It doesn't have like that polish.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have that positive, that sheen. Doesn't have like that, like that little extra step of thought.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it took a whole bunch of ideas from other games and like threw it into a pot and be like, here you go, here's the soup of the day.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to refine some of the things that made Zelda well, or try to like branch off of that and be like, okay, Zelda, you know, you kind of have open world, you could go wherever you could go wherever you want. Let's take that and, you know, add upon it, or let's add upon the weapon tree. Let's make these puzzles more complex. Mm-hmm. You know, let's do something a little bit different. I think mostly it's just that, I think it's mostly just the tone of the game is a little like
it's
a little bit. Yeah. It's trying to be goofy, but then you're also trying to be like the hero of it. And it's like, yeah, it's a little too childish, a little bit too goofy for me. That didn't vibe with me very well.
Kind of sounds like Kingdom Hearts 3. Bam! Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
But speaking of, we teased this last.
I think we're gonna save that.
Oh, we're gonna save the special reveal to the end. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do that to kind of segue into part two. Because if you're listening to this, we split the episodes up just to make it a little easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that in the next segment. So the way these are coming out, you probably already heard it, but this is how we're recording it. So what I've been playing, man, like, we talked about this a little prior to, but I got stuck in a wormhole of mobile ads and downloaded games via mobile ads. So spent a lot of time on mobile this week. I downloaded Pocket Morty's because I saw an ad for it, I think like in the app store. So I downloaded it cause I thought it would be cool. Like, catch all the Morty's. Why not? I love Pokemon too. So I was playing the game, but then during this game, I got another ad for this really cool looking baseball game and I downloaded it. But I didn't go through the ad itself to download it. I did my separate search because I feel like it's a scam if I download from the ad in the game. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm a little suspicious about it. So I played this baseball game, did the whole tutorial, hit a shit ton of home runs, and I got hit with another ad. And in this ad, it was for a game called Weed Inc., which is Lemonade Tycoon for weed. And I clicked it, and I downloaded it, and I can't stop playing it. So I've been, you know, doing this Weed Inc. game for the last, like, 2-3 days, and
mm-hmm.
there's just something about, like, that Lemonade Tycoon-style game that I just didn't know I really liked until now. So I've been really grinding that bad boy out. So I think I'm going to keep playing it for a little bit, but it's not going to take like the Strike Force level because I can already feel myself kind of like fading away from the game, but I know I'm going to keep playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to enjoy a lot of time on my phone playing those three games. So that was fun.
Oh, so yeah, you just mentioned a game. I was wondering if you're familiar with the game. When you were in like high school and middle school, did you ever have to use a T180 calculator?
I did.
Did you ever play a game called Drug Wars?
No, I never got games into it, which I was okay. Kind of annoyed. I didn't know that one cool kid that put the games in there, so I missed it. Which also, a side note from that, that's like the only thing in the last like 20 years that has never gone on sale. So seems a little suspect to me. So good job to the Texas Instruments. So, but nah, man, I never got any games into it because I know people that like would have the games and you would just plug it into like other people's calculators and you get mm-hmm. games. And I'm like, what the hell? I guess I wasn't that cool enough to get games, man. Plus, also, honestly, I don't think I ever got one of those calculators until I was in college.
Okay.
I kind of just got by, I guess, in high school and didn't need it. I've seen people with it, but I didn't want to get it. So, did you have that game too in there? Or?
I think other people had it. I never had it.
Yeah.
It's just like a distant memory that I remember, like, you could be like playing a game with your calculator while in class as like the sneaky thing to do to like entertain yourself while you're playing a game. Like what you see would be like, you know, focusing on like, you know, calculus, you know, like 103, you're like just playing, you know, games or whatever on your calculator and they don't know.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I think I was still playing with tech decks and I was keeping myself consumed with that versus a calculator probably.
The original fidget spinner.
Yeah, so I had me a couple tech decks always on deck. You know, you never know when you gotta do a quick, you know, kickflip no slide on, you know, Algebra 2 textbook. So, but yeah, that was a, I did a lot of mobile gaming like that. But then also too, I saw that on the Game Pass that EA brought in their PopCap games, which mm-hmm. if you haven't heard of PopCap, it's like this internet-based game that brought us, you know, Bejeweled, Plants vs. Zombies, Bookworm, which I surprisingly love that game too. And I forgot a couple of, Zuma's Revenge, which
Tell me about Bookworm. I never played that one. The first game I'm familiar with.
Bookworm is just like a word search. So what okay. it is there's like a fire at the bottom and you have to connect words before the like the fires go up.
Gotcha.
So you just have to you've taken the flight to San Francisco before, right?
Mm-hmm.
During that whole flight I played Bookworm once because it was like one of those games in the plane that was available and I played it mm-hmm. the whole time. That goes to show you how much I like that game too. So PopCap has made like a bunch of games that I really like, mm-hmm. but I played Zuma's Revenge 2 or Zuma's Revenge, which is 2. But I played that just, you know, just to kill some time. I forgot what I was doing, but I was like, I needed like a quick little like, oh, let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
Downloaded that. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just see what Plants vs. Zombies is like again. And I played that for a long time because that game is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Garden Warfare ones, not like the new ones, but the original one, which it still has it. I like it. So I got to spend a lot of time playing those PopCap games, which then allowed me to also jump into the phone and download Plants vs. Zombies 2. And I have that on the phone also. So I've been playing a lot of that, and I've had a lot of fun playing those games. I forgot how fun they were. Mm-hmm. But obviously, like, I found the games that I want to keep playing, so it is what it is. Yeah, I think that's it. Zombies, classic zombies.
Nice.
Nothing crazy. Strike Force, you know, the gang. And I think that's about it. I don't think I have anything else for what I played this week, but hopefully next week, I want to play maybe something new. So I saw Squadron, that new Star Wars game is on Game Pass too.
And I think it's should
I think
be cool.
It's on sale, so I wonder what that's like. And the Game Pass has its own section for Xbox X, Series X and S. Wink, wink.
Well, at least you know our clip out for the week is going to be.
That's what we're going to start the week off with.
We got gifts, y'all. Now we could, you know, loop that around a couple times, center on the net.
Alrighty, and that's what we've been playing this week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast related episode wise go to gamingcouncilpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.